So I suppose some of you are wondering why we're considering Superman this morning. I think it's safe to say that sometimes the stories that we know can actually help us to understand more about the greatest story that's ever been told, the story of Jesus. And in lots of the comic books, in lots of the cartoons, there used to be godly themes that ran through them. This morning I'm going to talk to you about a superhero, but the greatest hero of all is Jesus. Amen. And we can learn so much from him. Superman's always flying around, he's always there to help people. But Superman has his limits. The biggest limit is he's not real. But Jesus is real, and Jesus is greater than Superman, greater than any other hero. Greater than our parents, greater than our kids, greater than everything. First point, be a light to the world. Superman brings light to the world, especially his hometown of Metropolis. If you've ever watched the cartoons or the films, just his presence seems to make people feel safe. And our God makes us feel safe. Even when we're in the darkness, even when difficulty comes, when we know he is with us, when we know God is with us, we feel safe. But Jesus tells us to do something. He tells us to shine. He tells us to shine like a city on a hill. And just as Superman's actions bring hope to the people of Metropolis, our good deeds are meant to shine brightly, so that we can reflect God's love. It's not about people seeing how good we are, but it's all about seeing how good Jesus is. Hearing about his righteousness and understanding that he loves us and that he cares for us. Matthew chapter 5 verses 14 to 16 say this: "You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father." We are meant to live in a way that shines God's light onto others. We are meant to be the ones that draw people to Jesus. For kids, being a light, that might mean showing kindness. It might mean helping friends. It might mean standing up for what's right, to actually saying what is right in circumstances or situations. And for adults, our faith really should be visible. In the way that we speak, in the way that we work, in the way that we parent, in the way that we forgive, God's light should be visible in us. If we're truly saved, if we truly know Jesus as our Lord and Saviour, we are meant to be different. Different to those in the world. We are meant to model Christ to those that we meet. Rick Warren said this: "We're not saved by service, but we are saved for service. Our commitment to God means that we will be unselfish and serve others." In our natural state and our natural way, we can be selfish. We can think more about ourselves than we do about other people. But when we truly show the light of God to the world, we need to be generous. We need to care about others more than we care about ourselves. Kids, how could you shine for Jesus this week? What could you do? Okay, second point, power of sacrifice. Superman, as a hero, often risks his life to save others. In many ways, he embodies what self-sacrifice is supposed to be. Thinking of others first before his own wants, needs, or desires. And the character of Superman is someone who's willing to put himself in harm's way for the greater good. For the city, for the world in some cases. If you've ever watched the films or the cartoons, he can even turn back time to stop certain things from happening. For all that the fictional character of Superman can do, there is nothing that in any of his films or any of his cartoons that he will do, absolutely nothing that can match the ultimate sacrifice that Jesus Christ made for us. It's not about entertainment. Christ came into the world to save us from our sins. The Bible is clear in John 3:16, for this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Superman may be able to rescue people, but he can't save them eternally. Superman cannot pay the price for our sin. Only Jesus can. Jesus' sacrifice. He was willing to give up everything so that we could live. He was willing to pay the price that we can't pay so that our sin could be dealt with. And we are called to reflect his love, his sacrificial love, in the world that we live in. I wonder how many times do we do what we want to do rather than prioritise the needs of others? How often are we guided by what pulls at our heart rather than by having a Christ-like heart? Years ago, we used to wear bracelets, WWJD, what would Jesus do? Were initials that were on those bracelets. And the idea was that before we did anything, we would remind ourselves to ask the question of what would Jesus do in this situation? And maybe that would actually be good practice for us now. So often we will choose our own way. We will choose what we want. But what we need to do is choose Jesus. God sent his Son to die on the cross. That's the greatest rescue that's ever been carried out. Jesus' sacrifice, it was sufficient for all who would believe in him, for all who will trust in him. Max Lucado said this, God loves you just the way you are, but he refuses to leave you that way. He wants you to be just like Jesus. I wonder how many of us that follow Jesus as Lord and Saviour really try to be like him, to be a blessing to others, to be the light of the world. We're called to be salt, we're called to be light, we're called to make a difference. So often I think we coast through life on autopilot. We might see something wrong, we might see something that we need to speak out against, and yet we assume it's someone else's problem. But God calls us to be the solution. God calls us to point people to the ultimate solution, to point people to Christ. Why do we need to do that? Well, there's a problem, and that problem is sin. We all have a problem. Our sin is the wrong things that we do. And the wrong things that we do separate us from God. But Jesus died in our place so that we could be forgiven. It's like Superman swooping in to save someone. Jesus came to rescue us. We were lost, but in Jesus we're found. And we are secure forever. Third point, the struggle with our identity. Clark Kent or Superman? Sometimes I think he might even struggle to know who he truly is. And one of the things that has always amazed me is that no one has ever thought, Superman behind those glasses. In the comics, Superman has met some of the most intelligent people in the world. He's spoken to world leaders, he's spoken to reporters, policemen, and yet there's only a few that have worked out that Superman and Clark are exactly the same person. We also struggle with our identity. It's almost like we've got a dual identity. There's the before, the person we were before we knew Jesus, and then there's the person we become after we know Jesus. But I think sometimes we fall back into the old patterns of behavior. Sometimes we're more Clark than Superman. Sometimes we're too meek. Sometimes we're too mild. Sometimes we don't speak up when we should. You know, there's a lot going on in the world right now, and Christians should have a voice, should be speaking up for what we know is true, true from God's word, true from our experience of who God is. Yet we remain silent. And yeah, we might get quite angry shouting at our televisions about what we're seeing. We might get really vocal about what we read in the papers or hear on the radio. But we make those protests to ourselves, to a screen or to a piece of paper, rather than actually voicing truth in the world. We are meant to be people who believe in Jesus. We are meant to be people who trust the word of God. We are meant to be people who speak truth. We are a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and a new life has begun. But we're meant to embrace that new life. Just as Superman, Clark Kent embrace the fact that they have a dual identity to fulfill the mission that he's been given, we need to embrace the identity that we have in Christ. To leave behind our past, to step fully into the new creation that God is making us into. Every day that we walk with the Lord, we can draw closer to him. Every day we can grow more like him. Every day we can take the opportunity to tell others who he is, to give our testimony, to speak about how we were, but more importantly, how we are and how we're going to be for eternity. We've been set free. We've been saved, not by Superman, but by Jesus. And our salvation is secure for eternity. We have a new purpose. We have a new reason. And kids may change into a superhero outfit. Adults may often try and put on an outfit. But it's all about what's happening on the inside, not what's happening on the outside. You can look like a hero, but be the most evil person in the planet. Or you could behave humbly, in secret, and do things for those who are in need. It's not about standing up and proclaiming with our arms firmly across our chest and our chests inflated that we are heroes. It's about proclaiming that Jesus is the hero that we all need. In Christ, our past mistakes don't define us. In Christ, our past identity doesn't define us. We're defined by who we are in Jesus today. C.S. Lewis said this: it's when we notice the dirt that God is most present in us. It's the very sign of his presence. We can walk through life with blinkers on. We can think we're doing okay. But then God points something out to us, pricks our conscience, shows us that actually those things that we're saying, those things that we're watching, we're bringing dirt into our lives by participating in those things. And we're never going to be perfect. We're never going to be pure. But that shouldn't stop us from trying to be like Christ. We're meant to cast aside those things that hold us back. We're meant to cast aside those things that are wrong or evil in the sight of God. And yes, there's many things that the world says, that's fine. But the word of God says, avoid, stay away from, do not participate in. And yet, there isn't an exhaustive list in the Bible of many things that exist in the modern world today. But we can be sensible in what we do. Lloyd, last week when he was preaching, he spoke about how he will often go home and after a service and scroll through social media. And social media can be a trap. I remember the days when it used to just be videos of people posting about cats and weird things that cats do. Now it seems to be all about complaining about people called Karen. That seems to be what's on social media. But the majority of stuff that we watch doesn't encourage us in Christ. The majority of stuff that's on social media doesn't encourage us to be different. Maybe it's there for entertainment, but it doesn't help us grow in the Lord. Social media can be a wonderful tool for evangelizing, for telling people about Jesus. But we're not meant to sit there and doom scroll for hours, watching garbage. Television. We all pay a TV license, I'm assuming. I know there are people who try not to pay TV licenses in this world, but we pay to watch things that we shouldn't be watching. The number of programs that are inappropriate for us as believers yet appear in the top 10. Personally, whenever we hear the name Jesus used as a swear word in a TV program or a film, we switch it off. We don't carry on and discover what the rest of the episode was. We don't try and sit there and fast forward to work out what happened at the end. The fact that the company that produced that video felt it was appropriate to defame the name of Jesus as a swear word, we won't waste their time watching it. There's so much evil in the world, and yet I know Christians who read horror stories or books about Harry Potter and witchcraft, and that which God condemns in his word, we embrace and bring into our homes. Maybe that's living a dual identity. Instead of filling our minds with the wholesome truth of the word of God, we fill it with things that are wrong. We all need the presence of a hero in our lives, and I would suggest that the best hero that we could ever have is Jesus. Today, let me give you an invitation of faith. You might not feel like you're trying to be a hero. You may not feel like you need to be saved. But the word of God is clear. All of us have sinned and we fall short of the glory of God. There is no one righteous, not even one. That's what the Apostle Paul tells us. And in our own strength, in our own might, in our own striving, we cannot save ourselves. But when we trust in Jesus as Lord, when we accept him as Saviour, when we seek to follow God's ways and live according to God's will and purpose, we're forgiven. We're set free from the burden of our sin and we carry it no more. Maybe you've never prayed and asked God to forgive you. Maybe you've never taken that step to actually invite Jesus into your life. Why not today? Admit that you've done things that are wrong in his sight. Thank him for dying on the cross for you. Turn from your old life. Repent. Repentance literally means turning around and going in the opposite direction. And the direction that we should choose to go in is to follow Jesus. That he would be our Lord, that he would be our Saviour. And there's no reason why, if you've never prayed a prayer like that before, you can't pray it now. Jesus seeks to save. He pursues those who are lost. He pursues those who do not know him. May I encourage you to enter into a relationship with Jesus. As I conclude the sermon before we come to our time of communion, Superman's story, with its themes of hope and sacrifice and identity, they all provide us with valuable lessons for our spiritual walk. As we reflect on what we've heard this morning, let's commit to being a light in this world. Let's commit to embodying sacrificial love, and let's all embrace the identity that we have in Christ. This week, consider how you can apply the principles that you've heard to your life every day. Think about how you can shine God's light in your community, how you can show sacrificial love to others, and how you can live for Christ. May you be easily identifiable by those who know you as someone who knows Jesus, as someone who loves Jesus, as someone who follows the will of God for their lives. A call to action. This week, let, like Superman's S is visible on his chest, let's shine for Jesus. Let's be visible in the way that we worship him, in the way that we serve him, in the way that we share truth about him with others. May we have heroic courage to speak truth, to speak life, to be the light in the darkness. And may we truly know Jesus as our Lord and Saviour. This week, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, and give you his peace. In everything, seek to serve him and to love him. He has made a way. Let's worship him.